Out-of-cycle update. The Humpy Dance is your chance to get your tokens took. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. I would consider this breaking news because I don't find very many sources reporting this information, but just brought to my attention. Compound, which is one of the altcoins, quote, just got breached, a major breach done by a user called Humpy. That's why I did the song. Humpy has breached projects before, many, many times. Very well known on X, at least. Humpy himself, or itself, or they self, or whatever the F, posted on X saying they had just hacked it. Basically, just put balls to the wall and said, yep, I took it. $25 million worth of cash. Now, just to be fair, Compound has been leaky like a sieve, leaky like a female after a, I don't want to offend people, but leaky like a female after a certain amount of liquid courage. Let's leave it at that. Got breached for over $60 million in 2021 early. Got breached for, I think it was like $30 million or some whatever. Got its X account hacked and put up phishing sites over there. $22 million at the end of the year, 2021. Just breach after breach after breach, which is why people have had decreasing confidence in the Compound ecosystem because of all these breaches that seem to keep happening. And the team actually sent a post, this was a while ago, and they said for that last hack that happened in 2021, I think it was the end of the year one, they had said, well, we couldn't have stopped it, but there's stuff we could have done better. I would argue if you're still over here getting breached 3 years later, whatever it is that you talked about doing wasn't working, or maybe you didn't do anything at all and you're just talking out of your ass. The bottom line is you keep getting breached and it looks embarrassing for you. I remember when Solana was dealing with this kind of stuff, and they still kind of do, but not to the degree that we see Compound, where they're just getting breached over and over the hell again. So it doesn't appear to be any specific, like a dApp or anything that's at risk. It seems like they just drained it. This Humpty Dance dude or lady or whatever, it seems like they just drained it out of the back end. One of the breaches, one of the earlier breaches, was around an admin key. Could be that again. Could be just simple incompetence on humans where they just have superpower, or that business with the developer having the keys to the kingdom where it just got completely breached that I covered the other day. Could be something as simple as that, where it's just a human screwing up the pooch and they don't understand due diligence and separation of duty and multi-sig and all these layers of protection that you're supposed to have, which is arguably probably why the people get breached left and right and their stuff took. And I'm tired of seeing it. I'm covering it because you might be in it or might have some impact. I don't know, because there's not enough information at this point, whether there's a direct impact to you. I would suspect that there's not a direct impact to you. I would suspect that this may be some sort of a liquidity pool where it might affect price movement, or it might be some sort of a staking pool somewhere. I checked the price movement. It did take a crap. So it crapped down from just shy of $50 down to about 47, 48, which isn't amazing amounts of crap, but it did drop, but not to a degree that I would think it was significantly impactful. To put that in perspective though, keep in mind that Compound's peak was like $800 at a point. So Compound's at an all-time low, and then you get all these breaches that keep happening left and right and Sunday, and perhaps it never gets back to the glory days that it once enjoyed when it was at the peak of the game. Mind you, Compound is on multiple chains. It's on Ethereum, Binance, Avalanche, Solana even, Gnosis. So there is going to be some positive recovery from this once we get out of this slump that we're currently in, fresh off the heels of the Bitcoin conference wrapping up. And I'll have a separate update about the Bitcoin conference and some comments that were made that may have contributed to some of the downward pressure that we see. I can't say for sure. I don't want to talk about it here because it's not directly relevant. Suffice to say that the person who made the comments, I think, is a blistering idiot he's making statements I don't think he's qualified to say, but it's a lengthy episode to talk about what was said. So I'm going to defer that until our weekly episode here on Tuesday. Right now, I'm just sharing the word. Compound did get breached and that affected the price. I doubt it affected you directly outside of the price decline. I do expect that the price will recover to some level nowhere close to its all-time high.